Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
God, that was so tight. That's what the kids say, right? Tight as in good?
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G. And with me today, you already know who it is, my beautiful, wonderful co-host, mother of two, happily married,
Amy Nichols.
That was not a question mark on the end. My voice like kind of went up. It was like, happily married?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. Like, I was talking like it was a question. I was like, Amy Nichols?
No, we were both very confident that she is, in fact, Amy Nichols and happily married. And before we get into what we want to talk about today, I want to give a little update on my health because I know that I still don't sound great. Don't worry about me.
We were all worried.
You were worried about, you're so sweet.
Of course.
I do feel like my death prediction of my head exploding might actually happen. But despite the way that I sound, I am feeling a little bit better. I did go to the doctor. Doctor was absolutely no help to me at all. I go to the same doctor that I've gone to several times, and her recommendation for me was to go get an MRI. And I told her, thank you. I actually got an MRI 6 months ago whenever you suggested it last time. You told me I had a deviated septum, all this. Check my chart before I come in.
Yeah.
Gave me a steroid shot and antibiotics. And it has helped, just I'm still not cured.
You sound a little better.
I do have a new trick, though. That's all I can say about this sickness. Now, whenever I blow my nose squeaks like a dog toy. And I came up and I did this behind you, Amy, and I thought about it. I realized for a second, like, this is really gross. But I felt confident that I should do this. I wanted you to hear it because I kept blowing my nose in my corner of the room and I would tell everybody that my nose was squeaking, but y'all couldn't hear it. So I wanted to show you.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it could have been cute. I think the timing was bad. I had just finished my meal and, you know, I wanted to let settle a little first before you started snotted in my direct vicinity.
I did almost snot over your food. And you're like, Lacey, are you kidding me? And what's even worse, you had avocados for lunch. I noticed that.
Yeah.
And I have like,
it's not color.
I have like these cartoon booger goblins, I feel like, coming out of my nose because it's constant. And I did a sinus wash, which is the grossest thing I've ever done. If you don't do it right, like you feel like you're drowning. And I did it in front of my husband. He helped me since it was my first time doing it. It got so gross in there. I'm like, you need to leave now.
Yeah, you really don't need to talk about it.
Just get out of here. He still loves me.
Well, need to be a little concerned for me because my mushroom intake is outrageous right now. And I feel it inside me. Like, I feel not sick, but it's like maybe there's swelling or something in my stomach. It's just too much.
What do you mean mushroom intake?
Like, I've been eating mushrooms in every single meal.
Are they cooked mushrooms or raw?
Mostly cooked. I put raw portobello in my salad today, and I'm done. I know I keep on doing it after saying, you know, oh, mushrooms, but I'm still eating them. So my next meal is the last one that I'll have mushrooms.
Last mushrooms ever. Is there like a mushroom overdose? Because you're telling me you feel like these mushrooms are like taking over your body.
They are. I mean, I don't think there's an overdose.
You know, like those sponge pets that you would put in the water and they would grow and grow and grow?
Well, yeah. Like in the tub, they came in little pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that how you feel in your body right now with those mushrooms?
You know what? Probably. Yeah. I mean, I can't really tell, but it's just not right. I know there's something not right going on, and it's the mushrooms to blame.
What's hotter, my snot or your gut right now? What do you think?
My gut.
Okay. What we wanted to talk about today is children are the worst. They can be, yeah. But I want to tell you why. So I found this story about this high schooler named Jenna, and her mom got her a really cool gift for her 17th birthday. She got a Snapchat filter made that went live in her school during school hours. So all these kids are on Snapchat just going through, and then there's a Jenna's happy 17th birthday filter up. Well, the mom never got an email that this went live. So she's texting Jenna about it. And, hey, sweetie, did this ever go live? By the way, surprise. And Jenna was so ungrateful about it. And she's like complaining, oh, my God, mom, it's so embarrassing, blah, 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 blah. And then she posted the conversation on Twitter. And Twitter turned on her. And it ended up going viral. And everybody's like, okay, you're ungrateful. And you didn't like the attention from your school, but you're going to post this on Twitter and then joke's on you because it goes viral and then everybody's calling her a brat.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of understanding if your mom embarrasses you, you know, like taking a little spit and wiping something off your face in public or something. Yeah. She's helping you. You got crust on your face.
Yeah.
But please don't spit on me in front of people. But whenever you're blasting your mom, that's going one step too far.
Mm-hmm. I know something really embarrassing that my mom did one time, but I mean, it was kind of justified. Granted, I can't remember what I did, but I do remember the punishment. I did something stupid and got in trouble for it. And this was back whenever we had home phones and answering machines. And so as a teenager, I was on the phone constantly. I mean, that's what you did. If you weren't hanging out with friends, you were talking to them all the time. And then let you get a beep and you have to answer the phone and it's somebody for your parents. And it's just, oh, so inconvenient, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, I got in trouble for something and my mom changed the answering machine message to something that was berating me, something like, if this message is for Lacey, just don't even bother leaving one because she won't be on the phone again forever. What? It was so embarrassing. And of course, everybody in my school probably called me like 15 times that week.
Just to hear it?
Yeah. Just to hear the answering machine message.
Well, one thing that comes to mind, Morgan, my daughter, for birthday one year, I went all out. We did a big thing, invited all of her friends that she wanted from school. We all took him someplace, and we were putting her to bed that night and asked her if she had a wonderful day, you know, and her response was, no, I shouldn't judge her because she sounded just like me talking to Glenn Powell. But I set myself up, but she was like, it was okay. Like, no, I mean, we spent so much money, so much time, and just to make you happy. And she was super ungrateful.
For your kid's birthday, don't you usually let them pick what they want to do, too? So this was her own idea as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And what was it, like a jump park or something?
I think this was the year that we went to the Wax Museum, Madame
Tussauds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did that, and they had, like, this laser room where you have to go through a maze, and then there's this mirror thing where, anyways, it was a lot of fun.
That sounds like a lot of money, too.
Yeah, it was.
Aw, poor Morgan. Yeah, do you still go out for her birthday?
Well, no. She's at the age where it's embarrassing. So she'll veto that and she'll just do a Morgan day. So it's where it's just the family and we all go do what she wants to do, whether it's not laser tag. Yeah.
So now she wants to do laser tag. She just doesn't want to appreciate you for it.
Right. She wants to do it with her family and not in the company of her friends.
That's funny. Well, I know that sometimes I can get a little bit offended by what kids say because they're so honest about everything. I was talking to my sister niece one day, which a little backstory, I've mentioned her before, but I've never quite explained. If you can't figure this out, my sister niece is my niece that my parents adopted and she then became my sister. So she was once upon a time my niece, now she's my sister and I used to be Auntie Lacey, now I'm sister. Well, anyway, I'm talking to her one night before bed, she was visiting me and we're saying her prayers and I'm real close and I'm leaning in to go to her and give her a kiss. And she goes, ew, your breath stinks. And I was so offended because I know, like, I don't shower and stuff. I get that. But still, I have a really strong nose. I don't smell. I don't smell ever. I don't think my breath ever smells. I carry Altoids on me. I carry Altoids in my mouth. I've got
Absolutely. I know this about you.
I did figure out, though, I think, because my parents do not drink. I'd been drinking a little wine that night. So I wonder if she was smelling wine on my breath. Because I know for a fact she was wrong and my breath doesn't stink.
Yeah, and she just maybe wasn't used to the smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy kid.
Now, I can completely relate to this because my kids have told me recently, me and Josh, my husband, both come from big families. And the little nieces and nephews, you know, get together and they talk and they're like, okay, so who's your favorite aunt or uncle? And they'll debate, you know, who's their favorite. And I have not asked. I haven't been like, hey, so, you know, give me a report on who's the fave. No. So they tell me, and I'm not first. No, I'm second to last. And I don't want to know. Don't give me this information just to make me feel bad about myself.
This is the difference between me and you, because I want to know because I assume I'm the favorite. And then I get butthurt whenever I'm not. I asked my sister niece another time. She was pretty young then. And I asked her one time, I said, you're here visiting. We're having a great time. Who's your most favorite to visit with? Is it me or my husband, Jeremy? and she got so flustered and started crying. And her answer was, it's just your dog sassy. And I felt so bad because I made her start crying because I wanted her to tell me that I'm the best because I need that kind of gratification in my life.
I love that.
But Amy, talking about your nieces and nephews, you had an interesting gift that you gave one of your nieces one time.
I did. I was going to bring this up. Okay, so my niece was 8 years old at the time, and we were at a family gathering, and she was talking to somebody, and she points at me, and she says, her. And now this is a big deal that she didn't know my name, because not only did I see her like every weekend during the summer, and I used to watch her, me and her mom, who is my sister-in-law, we were going to school at the same time, finishing up. We both had small kids, so we would switch off. I would have the kids Monday, Wednesday, and she'd have my kids and her kids on Tuesday, Thursday, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I watched her twice a week growing up. This girl should know my name. She didn't. She pointed and said her anyways. So that day, I went to Walgreens and made a little flip book, and it said, Amy. It had a picture of me, you know, wearing a purple shirt. Amy is wearing a purple shirt. You turn the page. Amy is wearing a hat. Turn the page. And it's just a bunch of pictures of me. And I gave it to her. And I was like, and I quiz her every time I see her. I'm like, what's my name?
See, you're so unforgiving. I love that. One thing that I hate, being childless. I hate being invited to kids' birthday parties. Why are you going to do that to me? I don't have a kid. I don't want to come. Now I'm obligated to come. My husband and I went to our friend's kid's first birthday party. So, I mean, he doesn't know anything.
No.
He doesn't know that
it's
we're there.
For the parents.
Yeah. And all these other kids were there and they were all having a great time. And me and my husband are just kind of hanging back. And disclaimer, we do love children. This is about to sound like we don't. We do love children. We're not anti-kids. We just are choosing not to have our own. But we were pretty much antisocial during the party, except for with the adults. And then this guy came up with a puppy, and we just about lost our stuff. We're just like, oh my God, this is the cutest dog ever. And then I found myself telling this stranger, I'm like, yeah, I prefer puppies over babies. And then I'm like, crap, I don't even know who this dude is. And I don't know like his family situation or anything. So I hope I didn't just overstep my boundaries by saying this.
Oh my God.
Also funny from that party, my husband ended up getting really sick after that. And he called me a day or two later. It was right after I came to work. He called me and he's like, hey, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? I'm really sick. I've been sick ever since you've left. And I think I have food poisoning. And he warned me I had made some soup or stew or something the night before. And I brought a big old pot and I was going to share it at work the next day. And he's like, I don't think that you should share your food at work today. And I'm like, but I'm not sick. And I know for a fact it was chicken. I know I didn't undercook that. And why are you questioning me? Like, as long as we've been together, I have never, ever given anybody food poisoning. Not just as long as we've been together, as long as my whole lifespan, I've never given anybody food poisoning. And he was so quick to point the finger at me and say it was my fault. Well, then I'm asking him, I'm like, well, what else did you eat? Come to find out he had eaten something at Lowe's, got something off like the sausage truck at Lowe's.
Oh, no.
So you trust Lowe's more than you trust me. But then it wasn't even food poisoning. One of those kids at that birthday party was sick, and like half the party ended up getting a stomach bug after that.
Oh, I would feel so bad if that were my kid. Because, I mean, you don't know beforehand if they're getting sick. You only know whenever you see the results of it. Oh, that's terrible.
And I'm sick, and I've been sharing microphones for a while now. So, I mean, I don't judge. I am judging my husband for saying that about me, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, Josh, it's another running joke. He always thinks I'm trying to poison him. I'm not the greatest cook. I don't enjoy it. But he always like double checking if I cooked everything.
Doesn't he make you take a bite first?
I will. Just like, hey, if I'm eating it, it's okay. So this weekend, Easter weekend, we went to the park and it was a big family. There were 20 kids plus, you know, all of their families. So there was a family reunion at the pavilion next to us across the way. And so we were laying the Easter eggs out for our group. And this kid, he was an older kid too. I'd say like 10 plus. He comes over to our area of the park and starts like just picking up our eggs, eating the candy and dropping the empty eggshells. Just like walking around like, what kind of, I mean, where are your parents? And What makes you think that's okay to steal my kids' candy?
Did you shake your finger at him?
No, but I was like, Josh, do you know who this kid is? Loud enough so the kid could hear me. Like, what's he doing eating our candy?
He's not one of ours, or he'd be carrying around a picture book of me right now.
I mean, he was bold.
So last time that my sister niece came to visit me, I talked to her, and like I said earlier, kids say the darndest things. We know this. So I asked her some questions about me and about my husband. I wanted to see what her responses would be, and some of them surprised me.
Let's hear it.
How old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
Do you think I'm old? Am I incredibly old to you?
Yeah, because if you look at your own face, you look old.
Oh, wow. Do you think I'm a skinny person?
No.
What do you think I am? How would you describe me?
Not too fat, not too skinny, just right.
Aw, that's sweet.
In her defense, my parents have raised her that it's not good to be skinny. They want to be healthy.
Right.
Which, I mean, she's 8 years old, so you don't need to put that into their head or anything. So her saying that I wasn't skinny was a compliment. Now, I mean, I'm not the skinniest one out there, so don't give me, I'm making excuses. I'm trying to sound a lot hotter than she makes me out to be.
The first question, whenever she said that you were old, I thought she was maybe looking at your hands.
I do have some incredibly old hands. Thanks, Amy. Then I asked her how she would describe my husband, Jeremy.
Well, let's see how you would describe him. He would be your Jer Bear.
That's funny that you know that. What does he do for a living?
He's a firefighter and he's married to you, so he sleeps in your bed at night. And you said he snores, so he probably snores for a living. But mostly he's a firefighter. But he does snore.
Children really are sponges. They listen to everything that you say.
I know. And I love that whenever she was listing jobs, she listed you.
Yeah. Little does she know that that is so true. I am the worst part of his job is putting up with me.
It's that way for everybody, though. This is by far the worst thing that Morgan has done. She had a phone. She was embarrassed of it. It was like an old flip phone, the texting kind. Mm. So she wouldn't take it to school. And there was a miscommunication about band practice. And so she left her French horn outside in front of the school and walked into the office to call me. And I went to go get her. And when I'm yelling at her anyways, because there was what she hung up on me. Anyway, so I go up and she's crying and she's like, someone took my French horn. Now, this is a big deal. When we first signed up for band, we had to, you know, sign a contract saying we take responsibility if there are any damages or if they got lost. So we're freaking out. So we go home. I get on Google because that's my best friend. And I find out how much $5,000 to replace this French horn.
We
found it, but 24 hours of sweating. We were just like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever. I don't know about you, but I don't have that kind of money laying around.
So children are the worst and expensive?
Yes.
That is an expensive mistake.
Oh, big one.
Oh yeah. My goodness. I'm so glad that y'all found it.
Yeah.
I actually knew this and I mentioned it whenever you and your family came up to a chili cook-off last year. And I made some remark about, oh yeah, glad you're not losing your band instruments or something like that. And she looked at you with such a look of horror on her face.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize, like, we shouldn't be talking like that. I don't know. I didn't think about it. But she looked at you and she's like, oh, Mom, do you just tell her everything? And I'm like,
Sorry.
But I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to be quiet from here on out.
Right now, with her age, anything you say, I love you. If you say, I love you, oh, it's the worst thing ever. I can't believe you just said that.
Well, that's also the day that she caught me mouthing, I love you to you.
True.
And she's like, did you just say I love you to my mom? And I was like, yeah, but I love you too. I love all of you. And then I had to make sure and tell everybody that I love them so it wasn't weird. And I think I made it even more weird. Thank you for joining us on Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. And before we tell you what's coming up next week, let me catch you up on something that you might have missed last week. Just in case you didn't catch last week's episode, Amy and I had an awkward conversation with part-time Justin, and this led to a big realization for me.
I love how it's Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, because I think of a...
That makes you think about a... It's Loose always lips. Made me think of a... Okay. I didn't think about that. I can't believe I never thought about that. So apologies if that's what you've been picturing this whole time. But be sure and go to Google Play and iTunes to get caught up on all the old episodes that you hadn't caught before. Subscribe to us. And then this is what we have planned for next week. Next time, Amy, I want us to talk about there's this new movie that's coming out that's ruining an entire profession.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I will tell you what it is and how we are feeling about it. Thank you for listening.
It's a great reason to have kids.
It's a great reason to have kids. It's one of the bonuses.